Well, good morning, everybody. Wow, what a great day. The weather is beautiful. Our faith is one of many what you might call paradoxes, where you got two things that just almost seem like they are contradictory, but they actually coexist, like Jesus is fully God but fully man, that this is bread but also the bread of heaven, and all of these different things. And one of the paradoxes of our faith is that there is nothing more reasonable or more rational than being Catholic. But at the same time, there's nothing crazier than being Catholic. And what I mean by this is that there's nothing more rational or reasonable than being Catholic. We have to be so grateful that of our faith, because we belong to the Catholic Church. We are the builders of storied universities. We are the church of the Supreme Court justices. We are the ones who still speak Latin. We have all of the popes and their countless, countless encyclicals. We have St. Thomas Aquinas and the Summa Theologica. That is, if you stack it all up, it's this big in Latin. And we have St. Jerome, who translated the Bible, that, by the way, was put together by Catholic bishops by means of the Holy Spirit working through them. St. Jerome translated in the 300s the Bible out of Greek and out of Hebrew into Latin. We call it the Vulgate. We have the church fathers who authored biblical exegeses which fill entire libraries in Rome and around the world. We have the doctors of the church, like St. Teresa of Avila, and all of their incredible works. We have the fathers, the theologians, the tracts that they put together. We have libraries of poetry, museums of art. We, Catholics, are responsible for the Big Bang Theory. It was a Jesuit priest who cooked that up. It was a Jesuit priest that came together with the atomic theory, the theory of atoms, and the theory of genetics. Our church has an incredible intellectual tradition. Praise God. And we should always be rejoicing in that, digging deeper into that, reverencing that. I always tell people, we should always, every Catholic should always be reading something Catholic. We should every day read a page or two or more of something Catholic, because it is so deep, our faith. It goes so deep. There is nothing more reasonable, more rational, more logical than being Catholic, on the one hand. On the other hand, you have Jesus, who in the gospel today, his family and disciples, they'd say he is out of his mind. He's crazy. Why? Why did they say that? They said that because right before this gospel, Jesus had just named his 12 apostles. And what a ragtag group of fellows they were. They were completely ill-equipped and unprepared, or so it seemed, for the message and for the mission that God was giving them. The scripture tells us that they hadn't eaten. Jesus had not eaten for days. Maybe that's why they thought he was out of his mind. Maybe they thought he was out of his mind because he had been dispensing mercy and miracles to people that seemed completely unworthy of it. They weren't even Jews, and he was doing it on the Sabbath. That's crazy. Maybe they thought he was crazy because he was touching the untouchables. Maybe they thought that he was crazy because he told everybody, you stick with this one sheep, or you go after the one sheep and you leave the 99 behind. That's foolish. But it's God. It's Jesus. And don't you see, this is the reality that we had the first reading today, where Adam and Eve, they exited Paradise of Eden. Because why? They were grasping for that something. God had given them everything, but they wanted more. There's a lesson in that for us. We have so many blessings, but we want more sometimes. That's ridiculous. But anyway, there they are, and they, by means of grasping for that forbidden fruit, disobedience to God, they exited paradise. Do you realize Jesus? He exits the paradise of heaven not grasping for a forbidden fruit in disobedience, but he exits the paradise of heaven, which is so much better than even the Garden of Eden. He exits that to grasp in obedience to the Father, grasp for souls, for us, that Jesus comes out of heaven in order to rescue us. Now that is foolish. That's out of your mind, crazy love. But it's the love of Jesus, his Sacred Heart, which we just celebrated on Friday. And you realize that the scribes, they go, well, he's possessed. And they thought he was possessed by demons. He was possessed, but not by demons, by love. And you realize all of the saints of our tradition, you study the life of any saint, this is what you'll find. That they were considered crazy by their contemporaries. That people thought they were lunatics. They thought they were out of their mind. But they weren't. It was not against ration or reason or logic. It was super. It transcends. A Catholic who is on fire with his or her faith is not illogical or unreasonable, but supra-logical, supra-rational, reasonable. And this is what we see in the lives of the saints. Saint Damian of Malachi in Hawaii, he went to Hawaii knowing that if he went there to take care of the lepers and give them mass and confession and baptism and the sacraments, that he would die from leprosy. He did die from leprosy because he went. Now that's foolish. I bet people looked at him and said, what are you thinking? You're out of your mind. Then you have Mother Theodora Guerin, who comes across from France in a rinky-dink boat that just about died, and yet she was in total peace along the whole way until she finally landed or found the shore, all by the work of God. People must have thought that she was crazy out of her mind to make such a journey, but she was simply doing what God asked of her. St. John Vianney ate nothing but potatoes for over 15 years and heard confessions every day for over 12 hours. I bet you people looked at that guy and thought he should be locked up. You know, all these saints, did you realize this is what it is? All of the saints, St. Francis of Assisi, one time he found a person who needed clothes, so he stripped naked in the city square. Now that's crazy. I don't recommend that. But this is like, the saints were crazy. They were out of their mind. But they were never more sane. Jesus is considered insane, but he is the sanest one that ever lived. And this is the reality. If we want to be saints, we got to do crazy stuff for God. We got to do crazy, out of your mind things for God. Like, so that people, just like the relatives of Jesus, that he's out of his mind, that our relatives should be saying the same thing. And I tell you what, there's a lot of sainthood going on around here. Because I think about the people who do hours in the middle of the night. They have families. They have all these different things. They work crazy, but they do. People must look at them and say, you're crazy. What are you doing waking up at 2 a.m. to do a holy hour? But they love the Lord. I think about our St. Vincent de Paul volunteers who work countless hours and oftentimes don't even get a thank you from the people that they're helping, but they're doing it. And people say, why are you wasting your time helping the poor? Because that's what God wants. I think about our teachers who work at this beautiful school. They could get paid so much more if they worked at a public school, but they choose to work here. Now that's crazy, out of your mind. I think about the donors who are donating to the Capitol campaign. Crazy amounts for them. And people, if they only knew, they would look and they would say, what are you thinking? Do you imagine when the people built this church? I bet people looked at them and said, that is crazy, Father Kalin. What the heck are you doing? Cool your jets, man. I bet people were thinking that sort of thing. I think about our families, and people look at their number of kids and they say, what is the matter with you people? Because they're faithful, and there's nothing better than souls. And I think about our men who are preparing for the seminary. And I think, man, I bet their friends, their relatives, oftentimes even their own families, say, you're crazy. What are you doing with your life? Our women who are preparing to become brides of Christ, the same thing. But you realize in order to be a saint, we got to do this stuff. We got to do this stuff. I was just with some priest friends in St. Mindred,
We were with the interns this week of OBOC. Several of our youth are going to OBOC. And this thing at St. Mindred for high school kids. And anyways, I was there with a priest from Iowa. I was there with a priest from Kentucky. I was there with a priest from Virginia. All sorts of things. And priests from all over the place. And we're classmates. And we were just thinking about how crazy God is in love with us. How crazy the things that the Lord is doing in our ministries, despite us and yet through us. And it's going, what in the world, God? You are so, so good. You are out of your mind good, God. And I have my nephews here. There's a glow of holiness about them. They get that from their Uncle Mike, okay? And Adam and Daniel, and they're here from, they live in Ohio. They love to come to Indiana every single summer to spend a week here. And my prayer for them, my prayer for all of the youth of our parish, my prayer for everyone is that you do something big for God. Something that people look at you and say, what is the matter with you? Are you possessed? Yes, I am, by love, by the Holy Spirit. Are you out of your mind? You're daggone right, but I'm the sanest one here. Because here's the thing. If Jesus Christ is insane, I don't want to be sane. I just don't. This week, this day, every day, at the end of our day, in our prayer, we should pray, what have I done crazy for God today? And what has He done crazy for me? In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit.